Day 122, or May the 2nd. If at first you don't succeed, try harder. Our thoughts today are rooted in Ezra chapter 4, verse 4. Then the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Under their leader Zerubbabel, the returnees from exile started the process of rebuilding the temple, which was originally built by Solomon, but was then destroyed by the invading Babylonian army under King Nebuchadnezzar. The temple had to be built in the same God-appointed place, so in a way, the project was to rebuild the temple rather than build a completely new one. The grandeur of Solomon's temple was never replicated, and some of the older folk, who remembered the original, cried openly. The temple of Zerubbabel is not usually included when the temples of Jerusalem are counted. Solomon's is always the first, but usually the second one is the one that Jesus would have known, which was built by Herod the Great. Zerubbabel's efforts are sadly airbrushed away. And now today's action step. We are told that the people were of one mind as the temple rebuilding project got underway. That was a great foundation upon which to build. Too many times we sense that all we need is a majority to confirm that our actions are in God's will. Too often we fall into being democrats rather than theocrats. I knew a church minister who would delay anything from proceeding if he sensed there was not unanimity in the congregation. You may think that most churches would never get anything done. Well, would that be a bad thing if God was not in the projects? Despite problems, the Israelites moved on, making progress slowly. Remember, progress is not an event, it's a process, steady as she goes. When problems arise, overcome them with God's help. Remember, God is bigger than all our problems put together. Don't let difficulties overcome you.